Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Harris County Commissioner Rodney Ellis wants Commissioner's Court to invest more than $4 million to expand public safety programs. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno is looking at where the money would go.
A new report from the Georgetown Law Center in Ellis's office recommends a $4.5 million investment in the county's 2027 fiscal year budget to expand three public safety programs, like the Holistic Assistance Response Team and a domestic violence prevention program. Ellis spoke about the programs during a press conference on Tuesday. He said the county could save more than $5 million in legal system cost by investing additional dollars in the programs.
The question is, before us, we have a challenge to invest in these programs that work, and we know that they work, and we need to do it now.
He said that the total funding proposal equates to about 1.5% of Harris County's current spending on law enforcement. Harris County's proposed 2027 fiscal year budget is just over $3 billion. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
After causing concern for Texas livestock, there are now worries a new world screwworm could show up here locally. Aaron Grady is shelter director at the Houston Humane Society.
Here recently, we've noticed that it has begun to cross the border, and that's when it really started to show up on our radar here locally. It doesn't impact dead tissue. It will only infest living animals, which makes it so problematic.
Animal adoptions to and from out of state have now been curtailed. Houston has one of the highest counts of stray pets living in shelters. There is baseball at Daikin Park tonight as Astros continue their series against the Los Angeles Angels. First pitch is just after 7. It should be mostly clear tonight. Overnight low expected around 79 degrees. Another hot day on Thursday. Sunny skies, high for the day.